This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
All Buckeyes, all the time. This is your weekly inside look at the Scarlet and Gray.
Brought to you by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services.
This is the 11 Warriors Radio Hour.
Welcome to the 11 Warriors Radio Hour. Jason Priestess, Chris Lauterbach, Bodie Wells on the turntables. Bad news, they're not going to let us spin off What's Your Price into its own show yet. But we fill all the time before we go on air, like asking each other our price on the most ridiculous things. And I don't, somehow I can't even repeat because they're crazy. But maybe we want to save some in case we need them later. Yeah. There's some good questions out there. We'll get to that later. Going to take calls tonight for What's Your Price a little later in the hour. 614-821-9710. Did I nail that? Been a long time since that number's come out of my mouth. Hey, weather-wise, thought this was supposed to be summer. Needed the rain. Needed it.
Crazy.
Yeah. Your lawn in bad shape?
It was. I bought like a little, I have a sprinkler system, but I'm like too cheap to turn it on. So I got one of those little other like hose thingies just to do the front yard. I don't really care about the back.
No one can see the back, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, I did that a little bit and then it finally started raining. So yeah, like I thought you could legit get like a splinter stepping on my grass last week.
But I figured you'd have like a little crew came over three times a week, took care of your grass.
I used to, man. I used to. Yeah. Once I started having, you know, a couple other freeloaders on the payroll, I'm like stuff I can physically do. Like I need to do it.
I hear you.
And cutting the grass is like, I milk it. Like, let me stretch this out to like 75 minutes or so. I got an edger. I got, you know, a blower. I'm like, I'll be back in eventually.
You realize why dads enjoy cutting grass once you have kids.
Yeah, this is not even they
peace
enjoy
and
that.
Quiet
yeah,
for like get away from everything.
Getting away the kids. Yeah, I got some tunes going. And
there's a Louis C.K. bit when he talks about like the best part of a parent's life is when you're at this grocery store with your kid and you're little and you put him in the car seat or whatever, put him in the seat and buckle him up and you shut the door. It's at like 10 seconds and you walk around the other side of the car. Just like peace, peace, peace. So it makes sense. Bodhi, that's in your future once you get the kids, man.
I'm back here. Okay, don't have kids. Okay.
I mean, I'm glad I did. But yeah, I mean, it's a life changer. Speaking of, my kid is at hockey camp this week. And it's a stayaway camp. We dropped him off a few hours away. And he's there until Friday. We dropped him off Sunday. So it's like, hey, where do you want to go to dinner?
Right.
You know, last night I was like, laying in bed watching TV, relaxing. It was quiet in the house. House is way cleaner all of a sudden.
Right.
Like, it's insane. Like,
it's crazy.
It's the first time he's really been gone like that.
Yeah.
And this is a campus. It's a cashless campus, so he had to give him, like, his little first debit card.
Oh, sweet.
And I was like, my other buddy on my Sunday hockey team, his kid went to the camp last year, and he said his kid was, like, buying snacks for the whole floor. His card went nuts, so I had to check. And he's been pretty good about it. A couple dollars here and there. I'm like, all right, man.
Any movies from the hotel?
No, they're in dorms. They're in dorms, so... Got to move him in. They had the dorm fridge, and he's with a roommate he knows. He's got the refrigerator. They're packed out with snacks. We sent him up
nice.
A lot. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, cool. Pretty cool, man. Yeah. It's exciting to see. He'll hate on one aspect of it, but I think overall he'll like it. It's just, he'll get home and he'll have something. He'll drive nuts. But we've got a nice week. We're going to dinner Thursday at Understory, so looking forward to that. It's a cool restaurant. Wolf's Ridge guy owns it.
Really
good food place.
Yeah, it's nice to have some time to get away. When that happens to me, like if wife takes the kids or moms for a couple of days, I'm like, I have all these grand thoughts in my head. Yeah. I don't do nothing, which is all. I mean, it's fantastic.
But that's fine too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to do very little.
Just hang out in sweatpants and watch some TV and like, you know, eat some junk food.
Like I might sleep right here.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I'm going to fall asleep on the couch. It's fine tonight, right? It's me.
I might wear this tomorrow.
I got the cable box. I got everything I need. Catching up on some news, we're once a week, so we got to dip back to something that was announced late last week. The Big Ten said goodbye to divisions. Starting next year, when the Big Ten's a 16-team league, the Flex Protect Plus plan comes out, which sounds like it sounds like a checking account plan, doesn't it? Like Chase came up with that or something?
Yeah,
Flex Protect Plus, it's like a home insurance. Did Nationwide coin that?
I mean, but... It is at least what it says there, and it's better than Legends and Leaders. I'll give them that.
I think they could have just gone Flex Protect. The plus lets you know a marketing person just had that, you know, like put a plus on
it. Yeah, right.
You know, add the plus. So
No divisions. We've known that's coming for a while. I mean, Michigan and Ohio State play three times in a year with the expanded CFP. That will, I mean, not going to be a common thing, but there's a chance it could happen, and that's going to drive people insane. It'll be a fun three-game series if that happens. Can you believe, too, we're already like a decade out from the legends and leaders dying? Do you just feel like yesterday they announced that and everyone's like, what? Like the infancy of Twitter? That was like, I think it was the first sports thing that got roasted to death on Twitter.
It didn't get fried. Yeah, it was really bad.
And it's already been dead for a decade. And so now divisions are gone altogether next year. Each team will have 1 to 3 protected rivals and will play every other university at home and on the road in a 4-year period. So that means you get every other opponent at least once every 2 years. That's a cool solution, you know, to a tough problem in my eyes, because you look at the SEC. UGA and Bama hardly ever play in the regular season. Man, they played just twice in the regular season since 2008. 15 years, they got 2 regular season games. That's insane.
Yeah, I like the way it'll rotate. I also like they didn't just feel like, oh, we've got to everybody's got the same number of protected games or something like that. Like, it, you know, the way it shook out, would I like Ohio State and Penn State to play? I mean, I guess I would, but it's not breaking my heart knowing that the other teams are going to be able to play. You know, rotating USC and UCLA. Like, Michigan is the one true rival here. Right. Yeah, we played... What, Ohio State's played them, 32 years in a row or something like that?
Talking about the Nittany Lions?
Penn State. Yeah, so it's tough to give that up a little bit. But, the expense for what that rotation will be, what is it, every 4 years, they'll come here, you'll go there kind of thing with every team in the league.
Every four.
I mean, that seems like a good solution overall. But at the same time, if an Iowa wants to have 3 rivals, like, okay, because I don't think that's going to upset the power structure of the Big Ten, so go for it.
And they do. They have Iowa has Minnesota, Nebraska, and Wisconsin as rivals. Michigan has 2 rivals, Michigan State and Ohio State. If Notre Dame ever joins, they're going to have 3, though. You know, that'll be a quick change. And Penn State has no rivals, which is really interesting. Buckeyes have 1, so that's good. But you touched on Ohio State's going to, face Penn State every other season going forward. Yeah. And next year, they play in 24. They don't play in 25 in 32 straight years. It's been a big part of my life playing Penn State. Ohio State play Penn State.
And
I remember the first game being so excited. It was like 28-9 in the snow at the Shoe. The first time in 93 or something when they joined. It was like, it was so cool to see that game.
Mm-hmm. Is Penn State the only team without a protected
I don't know. I game? Think they are. I know Iowa's the only one with 3.
Yeah.
I think Penn State might be the only one without a protected rival. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Did they play Maryland? Like, did they always play Maryland before? Or
well, they tried to make it a Michigan. So when Ohio State would play Michigan, Michigan State and Penn State would play. They tried to get that going. Yeah. Some years it was actually good, but like the last couple years it hasn't been. You look at the schedule, next year's schedule, the Bucks get Illinois, Iowa, Northwestern, Rutgers, and Michigan at home. And then away, they have Michigan State, Minnesota, Penn State, and UCLA. That would be a fun one to go to.
Yeah.
Be really cool if that was a November game. A good excuse to go to LA in November when it's like 75 and it's 42 here.
Sign us up.
Yeah, twist my arm. It can't be the last weekend of November, the second to last. Of course, that's Michigan. If you look at the 25 schedule, Indiana, Maryland, Nebraska, USC coming to the Shoe. Remember the last time USC came to the Shoe?
Yes.
That was a tough. Oh, man. In terms of games, it wasn't like the first time that USC beat Trestle when they clobbered him in L.A. But that was like, you should have won this one. What are you doing?
Yeah, it was a 38-3, I think. Yeah. Right on
And then the second one was like 14-9 or something stupid.
Yeah. Took it down late.
Prior throwing punts and towards the sidelines at the end of the game. It was a tough one.
When you're bringing in UCLA and USC, it totally makes sense. You knew they would do it. But for those two teams to both land on Ohio State's schedule in the first 2 years, I think that's huge.
Yeah, yeah. And then I guess presumably in 26 and 27, I don't know if they'll be flipped or what, but you'll get UCLA at the Shoe, and then you'll go out to the Coliseum to play USC. So some fun stuff there. And here's what I like a lot, too. There's some bonus chaos potential out there. Some guy on Reddit looked this up. In 2024, 19 different groups of 3 teams could finish unbeaten in the Big Ten. That's 19 combinations. In 2025, 16 combinations of 3 teams and 5 combinations of 4 teams could finish unbeaten. That would be hilarious. Like, I don't know if they've come out and specified how they're going to pick.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't seen the tiebreaker rules
yet. Is it the polls or, what's it going to be? Because they're going to want to have the 2 best. And if there's some weird tiebreaker where, like, one of the 2 best gets lucky.
Yeah.
Long odds for that. I mean, those can happen in a lot of leagues and whatnot, but we'll see what shakes out. OSU's playing a night game, of course, this November 11th against Michigan State at the Shoe. It's the latest ever start for a home night game in OSU history. Concession to NBC is part of the new TV deal. Gene Smith appeared on the 11 Warriors Real Pod Wednesdays last week and said OSU would not play home night games past the first week of November after the season. Here's what he had to say.
Every school in the league, when we started the Fox relationship and Big Ten Network deal, every school in the league decided what their individual tolerances would be. Friday night games, for example. We will only play a Friday night game in Columbus at Ohio State if we're on fall break, for example. Others, obviously, you've seen other Friday night games at other schools that don't have that restriction. There's schools in our league who, like us, who always said after the first Saturday in November, we will not play night games at home. And so that's been our policy for a long time. And the reason for that for me, and maybe different for my teammates and colleagues at other schools, is that, you know, I always think about that couple in Canton, Ohio, who's 70-something years old, season ticket holders, and we really create a problem for them already, how we announce our game times. But for them to have to make a decision to come to a night game and, you know, the week, the Saturday before Thanksgiving, you know, I just would prefer to take that burden off of them. And now they, you know, they normally can come to a noon game or 3:30 kick and get back home, as opposed to trying to get a hotel room. So that's been our rationale, just one of them, our rationale for not doing that. We will not do it in the future at home. We might do it away. You know, if a colleague calls from another school and said, hey, you know, would you be willing to play a night game at our place? We have to make that call. Both athletic directors have to agree on that. And so usually I would talk to Ryan and see, you know, if we're interested in doing that, and we'll say yes or no. But it depends on who it is, where it is, and what time our team might get back.
All righty then. I've got a lot of questions about that. I mean, first of all, do season ticket holders have that much sway? I get what he's saying.
I think it feeds into what – I think it helps that he just doesn't want to have games that late in November anyway. So you can say, hey, I'm doing these guys a solid.
He threw some other ideas out there too. Didn't want guys getting back late from on the road, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., and climate. But, so you think he just threw that out there as like a – maybe they don't have that kind of clout? Do you think they care that much? I mean, because like it's getting – in the back of his head, he's probably realizing they're doing ticket packs and stuff. Now it's getting harder to sell those tickets with HD and stuff at home, right?
I think there's something to that. I think that couple could be raging afterward at Varsity Club too. Who knows? But
70-year-olds go hard at the VC.
There's a stack of reasons why. I respect the reasons why they don't necessarily want to play night games. I don't know what the – that late in the year. I don't know what the batting order is.
Right.
But, you know, it's not a shocking conclusion, I don't think.
Well, then my follow-up is, do 70-year-olds not go to NFL games in cold weather? And do they all live next to the stadium? Like, if there's no one in Buffalo traveling from an hour away to see the Bills play the Bengals in the postseason?
Yeah, I don't know. I think sometimes maybe the average older fan of a college team might look a little bit different maybe than an NFL fan sometimes. Yeah. I mean, like...
All right.
I'd honestly be reluctant to take my younger son to an NFL game if you watch Twitter over the weekend. Yeah, it's just people acting like idiots and drunk. Not that that doesn't happen in college, but I think there's a much larger percentage of the crowd acting like morons at an NFL game.
So do you think if you had the average age of an NFL game versus a college game, do you think Old State U's got an older crowd?
Yeah.
You do? Yeah. I never thought about that. I think you're right, though, for the reasons you've said.
And I just see a lot more unruly behavior on Twitter for pro games than I do
people rip
college
on college
games.
Fans being out of hand, but you never see guys fighting in the stands. Or, I mean, it's rare.
Yeah.
Or it's certainly getting stabbed like they used to at the Black Hole in Oakland. I mean, you never see that in college.
Philly still have a jail in it? I mean, the shoe
doesn't
have
a jail,
right? No, I
don't think they got the new one. They got the link now. The vet had the jail.
Yeah.
They used to, you know, they cheered when Michael Irvin hurt his back. Remember that?
Yeah.
Couldn't get him walking. Oh, yeah. They were cheering there. Loved it.
On batteries at Santa.
So that's interesting. I have a hard time with it, man. Like, you're getting all this money, and we're going to see this push and shove, push and pull, I should say, from the networks and the conference.
Because
NBC's going to want night games as late as they can get them in the year. And CBS would want those, and everyone would want them. And then you're protecting those and kind of saying no, but you're also like, give us $7 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, something's got to give.
It does, but I think they feel like they're the ones that got the product, especially if you're like Ohio State in that equation, right?
Yeah,
like,
true.
It's the whole conference, but you're the king of that conference. Michigan won a couple times, whatever, but the king of the conference from a ratings perspective is Ohio State.
Right, you changed my mind a little bit on the older fans in college. I'll get with that. But
I'm not even totally defending it. I understand the
logic. I think you're right. But at the same time, Bills, Patriots, Giants, Jets, Eagles, Steelers, Browns, Packers, Bears, Broncos, Seahawks, Bengals, Chiefs. Fans would sell their firstborn to go to a night game in January because that means their team's hosting a playoff game.
Yeah.
You know, would sell their firstborn. And hey, we're acting like it's too cold, you know, or this or that.
A little bit different mindset. Like I said, I don't know if I think weather's at the top of the heap there. I mean, winter doesn't even technically start until what, December 20th or 22nd or something like that?
Yeah, we talked about they got to winterize the pipes. I wonder how much that's a part of it because that's not going to be cheap, you know. They think they can host a first-round playoff game before that really starts to affect that, but we'll see. Yeah, fun stuff to get into. I'm excited, man. I'm looking forward to UCLA and USC joining the conference, and we'll see what develops on the night game front. Quick transaction. Yesterday, the Bucks got a safety. 4-star Jalen McClain committed. Class of 24, the 22nd rated safety in the nation. He's 6'0", 185. Did you see a picture of the guy on Leonard
Williams? I did, yeah.
He's got guns, man. Yeah. Like, no way. No way would I want to get hit
by that. 185.
Dude. Yeah, I mean, I thought he was a lot bigger until I saw his height. Yeah. You know, I saw the picture, and I was like, wait, how's this dude 185? Must be, I don't know, 6'0", 185, ripped. He's from West Orange, New Jersey. He had an official visit over the weekend, committed fresh off that. The Bucks now have 14 members of the 24 class, ranked number 3 in the nation behind Georgia and Michigan. Would like to point out, though, that Michigan has way, way more recruits.
Yeah, average player rating is a different ranking.
Yeah, that's what you got to look at. Coming up, we got on Gene Smith about this one thing about night games, but we're going to give him credit for something we get back. It's 11 Warriors on the Fan.
The sound of Paul Keel's calling a Buckeye game is erotic.
Oh, yes.
Your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan, Ohio sports destination. You love the Buckeyes? They live the Buckeyes. This is the 11 Warriors Radio Hour.
Got some Billy Joel, huh? All right. I still want to believe that Bodie's like so young, he just like randomly picks stuff, doesn't know what any of it is.
He's like, I don't know who this bug-eyed dude is.
Not sure if I could have told you it was Billy Joel, but I know I've heard this song.
All right. So. All right. Oh, man. We were on, you know, I love Gene Smith, a big Gene fan. I think we both are.
Yeah.
Got on his case a little bit last segment for, you know, throwing out a bunch of excuses for not playing night games in cold weather. But he's dead right about something else. Again, appearing on the Real Pod Wednesday pod on 11 Warriors last week, he was asked about, you know, what's up with all these losses to Michigan, two in a row, you know, where's Day at, what are you doing, you know? And he basically said he would take a national championship trade for a loss to UM every year. And so many words. He didn't really say that. What he said was, quote, at the end of the day, I want to win the Biggie. I want to win the Natty. Whatever it takes to get there, I'm all for it. Said everyone's so focused on just one game, referring to the Michigan game. Went on to say, we were basically 1 point away from being in the national championship game. And I think had we got those 2 points, I'm not so sure about all this chatter. You buying that?
Buying that they would have won the national title if they beat Georgia? Or
the chatter. Well, both. They would have won the Natty, right? I don't think there's any Ohio State fan on earth that thinks they would have lost to TCU, right?
No, I don't think they would have, but I feel like it's accepted as like this foregone conclusion. Yeah. Like the game wasn't even going to be played or something, but I think that I'm of the same ilk of like, nobody wants to lose to Michigan.
No.
But I think at the end of the day, the whole reason I would hope ultimately that any player comes here is because they want to win a national championship. Now, it would feel... It's not like a split national title. It doesn't feel like, you know, Michigan's title if you lost to Michigan and then you, you know, win the national championship. But if I had to pick, beat Michigan and lose in the playoff or lose to Michigan and win the national championship, I know what I'm picking.
No brainer.
Yeah. I don't understand why that's blasphemy to I do understand why it's blasphemy to people. I just disagree. And nobody wants – it doesn't mean you'd enjoy losing to Michigan. It means the whole reason every team fields a team, every school fields a team, I would hope, is to try to win the national championship.
But as kids, it was to win the Big Ten because we had much smaller dreams
just
back then.
It was a different game. Yeah. I mean, you didn't necessarily have a chance. There wasn't a playoff. Or, I mean, hell, back in the day, you couldn't even go to the Rose Bowl 2 years in a row. I mean,
That's true. Let's put a number on Day's hot seat. I don't think he's on a hot seat. I think there's a small segment of fans that are mad. Let's say it's 5% warm. Just hypothetical. Just throwing a number out more than anything else.
Fan warm or Gene warm?
Fan.
Because, yeah, fan warm, I think, is hotter than 5.
Gene's got...
But Gene warm...
You think fan warm, it's about 30?
I was going to say like 25. Yeah, somewhere near 20.
Yeah, Gene's way more patient than every fan. But, so let's say 30 for hypothetical reasons. If he wins a natty, is that it like 10?
If he wins a natty, to me, it goes back to zero.
Back to zero?
I mean, you won a national championship.
You don't think there'd still be people like, man, yeah, we got...
Oh, there will be.
We got the natty, but he's lost 2 to the Michigan. You know?
I guess it'd be greater than 1, but I don't have time for the radical fringe in that case. Like, I can at least buy something of just the way some people are raised. It's like, well, if you didn't beat Michigan, then everything else sucks. Like, yeah. It's crazy, but can relate to that a little bit. But if you win the national title and you're still not, your team wins a national title and you're still not happy, like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. I think he's on to something. There's not all this chatter. It's a lot lower. How many of those people that were mad about losing to Michigan calling for his job, calling him the next John Cooper, and the other insane stuff we saw, how many of those people would be buying national championship t-shirts if they'd beaten?
Oh, yeah.
Wanting to beat TCU.
I think they'd be in line.
Yeah. Here's another fun thing. What you mentioned split titles. It got me thinking. If Ohio State... Yeah, they couldn't do it. They wouldn't split it. But I say Ohio State beat Georgia and Michigan beat TCU, and then Ohio State beat Michigan by 1 point in the natty. How's that be a Michigan fan? You clobber them in their place and lose by one, and they get the title because it's a championship game. There's no voting
at
that point.
That's the one that will matter. Yeah. Let's see what happens in the future.
I mean, that happens in pro sports.
Yeah.
Teams lose other teams in the regular season, come back and beat them in the championship.
Yeah. It's not uncommon in football. It's just uncommon in college football. So.
College football is a unique freak, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, for the longest time, didn't have a playoff, had people voting to see who the best, just the weirdest stuff in the world, right? It's kind of why I love it. I think that's what part of the charm is. It's so unique from other sports.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we were talking about it last week or maybe in Slack. But, yeah, I mean, there's a chance Ohio State, Michigan, they legit could play 3 times mm-hmm. in a season now.
Yeah, how fun would that be?
So who wins that last one is what,
Yeah, that's the one that matters.
That's the one that's going to matter.
Go 0-2 and win the last one. You're laughing, especially if it's the final game.
To me,
it'd
make it even more hilarious.
Oh, it'd be the funniest thing ever.
Yep, you went 2-1, gloat about it.
I'm trying to think of, like, the NFL, if a team has lost... I don't know. Has a team ever lost to a team twice in their division? Because the divisions play each other twice.
Right.
And then beat that team in the AFC Championship or the NFC Championship? Because that's what it'd be comparable to.
Right. I have to believe it's probably happened at some point. But
yeah, it'd be fun to look up because I wonder what the fans of the other side felt like. You just had to feel awful. Look at the Ohio State basketball with Jent and Jimmy Jackson. Went 2-0 against Michigan in the regular season, lost to them in the NCAA tournament. Yeah. I mean, that was the reverse of that, right?
Yeah.
Don't quote me on this, but I think Eli's first Super Bowl... they might have lost to Dallas twice in the regular season. I know they beat them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So
hard to beat a team three times.
That's what they say.
They say it for a reason.
Yeah.
Coming up, What's Your Price? Our favorite segment of the summer. Bodie brought the one this week. He's not even told us yet. So this will be fun trying to think of our price on the spot. It has to be good because we've already decided if it's not a good one, we'll just roast Bodie for like 8 minutes.
Based off of what a couple of the ones you guys mentioned to me in the before the show started, I'm worried that my question is not going to be good enough. So I guess we'll see.
Hey, phone lines are open. 614-821-9710. We want to know what your price is to the question Bodie asked because almost everything has a price, right?
Everything does.
Got that next. It's 11 Warriors on the Fan.
The 11 Warriors Radio Hour is brought to you by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services. Atlas Butler's expert plumbers can take care of anything from a clogged drain to a broken water heater.
Your favorite website has come to life.
The 11 Warriors Radio Hour.
All the Ohio State conversation you can handle.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
We're back, man, and it's time for What's Your Price? A fun summer segment we're doing when there's not a ton of football to talk about right now. Couldn't do this in the fall.
Nope.
But every week we ask...
Well, we could. But...
Well, yeah, probably wouldn't go over well with the powers that be.
If it keeps going well, you might just have to ride with it.
It's fun. I'm not going to lie, man. It's the most fun I have on the show right now is doing the What's Your Price. And the premise is everything in life, most everything, has a price. Like, I wouldn't murder someone, but
throwing felonies out there.
For example, like I would, there's a price to let someone tase me. Like you do in The Hangover, that scene in The Hangover. Like, someone could tase me. There's an amount of money I would take to let that happen. Want a map behind me. We're rotating. It's Bodie's turn to pick this week. What's your price? And we're eager to see what he's got, because he was pretty quiet. He wouldn't tell us, give any hints or anything, Bodie. And let's hear it, man.
All right, guys. For 1 year, so what is today? June 13th, 12 months, you got to give up your smartphone in exchange for just like a whatever, burner phone, one of those things, you know, find at Walmart or whatever, and you could only make phone calls with it. 12 months.
Ooh. Ooh. 12 months.
Yeah.
Bathroom trips would be a lot faster.
Oh,
my watch is going off.
Yep,
my
watch, Apple watch,
my watch is chirping. Yeah, watch is gone. Bodie's 12 months without your smartphone. You could only get a burner phone, a small, cheap phone that could only make
phone calls.
No texting?
No texting.
Wow.
But you still have your iPad, your Mac, any of that.
But no phone.
Correct.
So you're out somewhere and you're just like, well, I got to watch this baseball game.
I need some like parachute pants fit my iPad in, I guess, right? You're like text on that at least.
Filming stuff with, like your iPad Pro. I think I could do it, Bodie. I think I could do it for 100K.
100K, that high. You wouldn't, okay.
Yeah.
I was lower than that, but
yeah, I think I'd
enough.
Be lower than
you
that.
You think you're lower than 100K for giving up a smartphone for a year? Like, do you know how often we're on these things?
Oh, I know.
I'm well aware of it.
Well, first off, it'd probably be healthy for most people.
Yeah, right? You're right.
I think I'd probably be better off for it, but I also feel like I'm legit asking because I would be taking around my iPad and my, you know, my Mac everywhere.
And some of it, you know, I'm sure you guys are kind of like me and a lot of people are like us. Work, like, do I have to have my smartphone? No, but it's you know.
Yeah, helps.
It's my schedule. It's, you know, emails and whatnot throughout the day, and I'm not a super important person at this radio station, so I'm sure some people are much more important and need, you know, to be on email and whatnot more often throughout the day.
Probably 50K just for like the for the inconvenience. Like I want to parlay 50? This into a
that's where
know,
I was
something
at.
Cool.
Five figures, mid five figures. That's kind of what I was thinking too.
Having
it's
other
like,
tools helps. Like I understand what texting, like that's super convenient, right? But I'd be like, whatever you can do online, I'm like, hell, it might be Messenger for all I know. Hey, let's get on there. We're gonna chat that way. I'm just gonna be able to.
But even then, you wouldn't have be able to do it on a smartphone. You're gonna be like at McDonald's pulling your iPad out to get on Telegram and talk
only,
to your dudes.
Only thing you can do.
Well, yeah, I gotta get my iPad out. Clearing off a table.
You never taking that to the bathroom instead of a phone?
Oh, at home I take the iPad. The iPad is great for the bathroom. But like, yeah, I mean, like if I'm taking my kid to hockey practice or something, I'm stuck at the rink for an hour.
We just tell people I'm making 50 grand. That's why I'm on this stupid thing because I can't. Bodie won't let me have my phone.
Chris and Bodie are at 50. I'm at 100. I'm gonna stay at 100. I couldn't do it. I'd have a lot of problems with that. 614-821-9710. Want to hear your price for going one full year without a smartphone, no texting, none of the features that come with it. We got anybody on the line?
We do. Let's go with Jeff here.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, sure thing, man. What's going on?
All right. So I guess my price, I'd only say 50 grand also because that's how much I'm in debt with my house and my car.
There you go.
But in all honesty, I mean, smartphones are the downfall of this world right now.
Yeah.
So I would do it for probably a lot cheaper than that. Yeah, I mean, I could probably do it for, you know, 10 grand.
What about five? Grand. Jeff, what about five?
Yeah, five grand could probably work, too.
Do I hear three? If it's three, we can get like 300 people and give us 10 bucks. We'll drive over tonight. We'll do a social experiment.
Yeah, we'll run over your phone with our car.
You could go, Jeff. You could just give up. I mean, do you not text, or would you not miss texting? I guess
I rarely text. I mean, I'm old school, man. I like talking to people. So,
all right, we got the perfect caller for that. He's like, no problem at all. Do it right now, man. Five is where you settled on. Five, Jeff. Is that where you're at? Five's the lowest.
We can do 5 grand. Yeah,
we can do five.
Yeah, man. 5 grand.
Anyone listening have 5 grand? Want to drive over to Jeff tonight? Hey, Jeff. Thanks for calling. That was fun. Five, huh?
Thank you.
Five. I don't think I could do five.
Yeah, five's too low for me as well. I think my thing, honestly, wouldn't even be as much as like, you know, calling people would kind of get annoying, but I don't really text a lot of people, so I think I could survive there. It would definitely be more so, though, you know, like working out, mowing, things like that. Now music, podcasts are totally gone, which is huge for me. I listen to music and podcasts a lot throughout the day on a given basis. And just like, you know, it's a good source of entertainment, as bad as it kind of can sound and can be. just how often are you out just like maybe doing something that you don't want to be doing? It's like, well, at least I could play on my phone.
Yeah, right, 10, right. 15 minutes. I still think you're underestimating how you guys would adapt. Like, it would not be great, but like, you could still mow the grass, wear a backpack. I know you'll be wearing a tank top, right, or shirtless, yeah. But still, you could put a iPad in the back of there and run some headphones from it. Like, you could still survive.
Yeah, what's your price to give up a smartphone for a full year? 614-821-9710. Chris is at 50. Bodie's at 50K. I'm at 100K. Jeff was down to 5. I mean, I kind of respect Jeff. I kind of want to hang out with Jeff. Like, the guy's like, I don't need a phone that bad. Called it the downfall of civilization. Is that, did I hear that correctly?
He did. Yeah, which is not wrong either.
No, he's not wrong.
You don't hear too many folks say they would rather call. Like, I do a lot of texting to avoid being on the phone.
I don't like talking on the phone either.
Yeah, outside of like my mom, I don't call anybody ever.
No, like sales guys love that stuff. They love to talk to people, but I'm not wired that way. I couldn't do it. Man. 5K.
I feel like I could do it for less than 50 now.
You think you get lower?
I'm not doing it for 5. He's 25? A crazy person.
25?
No, I don't know about that low. 35?
Here's the thing,
and this
too.
Is always, I guess, a disclaimer for any week we've ever had and go forward. It's like after tax. Like, this is your money.
Yeah, you get
like, this
tax
is
free.
The money. This is what you get.
IRS not taking their cut. Here's the thing, too. Like, newer cars have connectivity and Spotify and all this stuff in them. So, at least in your car, you could still listen to your podcast and do some things like that.
Right.
Be a little trickier, though, I think, with, you know, if you got an old beater that doesn't have it. Like, I mean, just like, how often do you text your wife on the way home and you need me to pick something up? You would just have to make a call, which wouldn't be the end of the world, I guess, right?
No.
But imagine, like, here's what gets you, that random, like, who was the coach of that one team? You know, you can't do that anymore. Like, you got to wait till someone tells you. Like the old days, right?
Yep.
You got to wait until
the calendar, the text. I mean, I would miss. I mean, I wake up at probably about 5:30 every morning. I just wake up and I look at my phone until 6:45, 6:30, like straight through. You just look up and you're like, oh, hell, I got to get up and take a shower.
Hour quiet, right?
Yeah.
What you want to do, catch up on that stuff.
Yeah. And it's nice to do it with something a little bit smaller device like that. But like I said, I feel like I could be like, well, I guess I'm using my iPad for all this stuff now.
At home, But I don't know if we're quite properly putting our minds in the place of, imagine you're on vacation or you're traveling
or
your kid's dance thing or something, and you're in the lobby and you got, you know, your kid's up there or waiting for the kid to do something.
Trying to get into a concert. It's mobile. It's ticket. Yeah. You know, like, you know, it's
what
all
do you
this,
do then? How do you get into sports?
That's a good one. How
do you get into sporting events?
Yeah, maybe.
Don't they have ways around that, though? Because it's like you could be 100 and it's like, you know, like there's ways I think you can still get
can
a printed ticket. You got to do different things.
They can beep it that way.
I mean, you got to go to the box office or say it is. Like there's ways around that.
Yeah. Maybe that could be like a tiny exception of like.
Yeah.
What about like traveling someplace you've never been before? It's an hour outside Columbus, and you do all of a sudden.
I'd be toast.
You know how you got to like stop the gas station again? Right. Like, hey, do you know where this is?
You'd be rocking one of those old school. They still sell the regular GPSs, right?
They do.
Like you a Garmin
or
whatever.
Get one of those for your little your dash.
Put it on the dash.
Pull out the map.
Remember
when I was a kid? My parents used to. Like,
you got your AAA triptych in the back. But I still. My favorite part of the segment though is how low can we get Bodie? Bodie, you're at 50 for sure.
I think you could probably talk me down to like 25.
I was going
to
say.
I don't think I'd go. If you were like, hey, if you walked in this room and said, here's a 25K, I think I could do it for a year. I think the biggest thing for me is, you know, first off, you know, I'm at home a lot, so I'd be fine there. I'd have the laptop. And then here, I'd be fine, right? Got TVs and got the computer and whatnot. So lower than 25 though, when you start, I think that's where I would where I draw the line.
I think it'd just be funny to have one of those phones when you got like physical keys on it, and then you know you're taking like pictures that are like the lowest quality pictures you've seen for 30 years, basically. Like
old
they look like the
flip.
First internet pictures. Yeah. Like, could it be a flip phone?
They still make those razors or whatever they are. You still get one of those.
Would you flex it? Would you let people, would you try to hide it up?
No, I would play it up like, hey, I'm doing this because I'm making money.
Yeah, you'll never
for
guess how
this.
Much some random dude's paying me to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would be the one thing, if you had to do it for the year, that you would, if you were to break, you know, like, what would be the thing that causes you to break, so to speak? You know what I'm saying?
It's just like this feeling of
losing all my friends. I have to call them.
Yeah. Like, no one would be answering. Like, man, he's calling again. I don't want to talk. We just talked. I mean, it's tough. Just that feeling of like, it's almost such a part of our lives now that you would almost feel naked or helpless without it. Like, I would feel like, I mean, my kid plays travel hockey. Like, we go to all these places that I don't go to. And, you know, just having to be like, all right, I got to print something out and write all these instructions down, print them out step by step, and then tape it to my window or something. So I'm looking at them when I'm driving. I mean, it's just like it's really made life convenient.
Yeah. I think as sports fans, which all of us are.
Scores.
It is scores and honestly just like news. Like when you when stuff breaks, like the Big Ten schedule and whatnot, like, yeah, you can eventually get it on ESPN, but I don't know. There's something about social media, having it like right there, seeing reactions and whatnot to other people. Yeah. I think that's that would be the biggest thing for me. Also, I have, and I don't know if you guys do or not, but we have YouTube TV, and like I use that a decent amount, not a ton on my phone, obviously, but a decent amount. There's plenty of times where I'm not trying to incriminate myself here, but there have been times where I'm driving to and from work. Maybe the Notre Dame game's on. I don't know. You never know. And so, yeah, little things
like
that.
I'm going 80 and I'm watching the game.
I heard there was a shooting in Newark over a PlayStation. Did you hear about this?
I did not hear about that.
Yeah, yeah. Might want to check into it at the break. So.
I got a PlayStation.
You
got
now he does.
Actually, no, I don't. Don't come.
Might want to lock it up. I mean,
I still have a PS3. Don't come for me.
Is it in the garage? You might want to lock the garage door tonight, my man. I'm picturing his garage life. You don't live in the garage.
I do not. No.
But it would be funnier if he did and had like this big console TV. It was like a 70-inch from like 1994 or something.
Yeah, big rug out there.
400-pound TV, a weight bench. I could see it. Coming up, Radio Buckshots. UCLA, I should say, should get some good luggage. It's Lemoore's on the Fan.
The Fan is live and local with Morning Juice, Caffeinate, and Dominate.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination. An unhealthy amount of Buckeye talk. And by unhealthy, we mean healthy. It's the 11 Warriors Radio Hour. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination. It's the last segment of the show. You know what that means. It's time for Buckshots.
We're back for the last segment. Got Buckshots coming your way. Jason Priestess, Chris Lauterbach, Bodie Wells right here at the Fan. Thanks for joining us tonight. I think we need to get that money to Jeff. And then have Jeff like keep a journal on what his life's like without a smartphone. Yeah. He sounded pretty confident, man.
He did.
I appreciate some of the things he said. You know,
absolutely.
But I still think it's, man, I don't think, and maybe he does. Maybe he's got a bigger grasp on this than I do, but I think we take for granted what it does and how easy and convenient smartphones make our lives.
I think both can be true. I think that's true, but I also think some folks just don't use them as much for whatever reason. Yeah. Could be job doesn't require a bunch of different things, right?
Age function too, right?
I hear you though. Like, we're living on it all the time, like taking it for granted. Like it would suck. Like I get it.
My aunt doesn't. You know, my aunt could do for $100, you know, take her phone away. Wouldn't care. Give her an old phone. Got some good buckshots this week. UCLA is going to need some good luggage. We talked earlier in the show about, you know, the new Big Ten schedule, the addition of USC and UCLA. Bruins first year in the Big Ten next year will feature 26,762 miles of travel for their football games.
Those kids don't get any miles, right?
I don't know, man. That could be like the new NIL racket, right?
Aren't the Bruins broke anyway? They probably bought the tribe's old plane from Major League.
They are broke. That's part of the reason they were so eager to join is their athletic department was had some money problems. But they're going to Honolulu because they're playing Hawaii. Going to Baton Rouge next year, playing at LSU. Then they've got Bloomington, Iowa City, Ann Arbor, and heading to Rutgers to end the season.
Rutgers is a tough one.
That's cross country right there.
Yeah.
Some good games. That's a nice little road schedule, man. Hawaii, LSU, Michigan. That's some fun games. Iowa. This comes from the College Sports Only Twitter account, which brought that travel fact to our attention. And you know, Hawaii inflates that number, obviously. But the two California teams, man, they're going to have it rough in the Big Ten. Imagine UCLA flying in, and this is where I think it really stacks up, is the start times. Because it's easier to fly west to do work than it is to fly east to do work.
Right.
Because day starts a little later. I can get with that.
Yeah.
But imagine they're flying to Bloomington, UCLA, next year, and they got a noon kickoff. That's 9 a.m. their time.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to wake up at 4 a.m. their time? That's 7 a.m. local time. Like, is like, what's that going to be like? We won't know for a little bit quite what that's like. Yeah. I guess NFL teams do it. Again, come back to that. But they don't kick off. I mean, they're kicking off at 1. I suppose they could do it. But, I mean, what's that? Is there empirical data where you can look at the effect of that kind of stuff?
If there is, I haven't seen it, but I do think that's tough, right? I mean, you normally get in the day before, do a walkthrough, do whatever.
That's
but
true.
Yeah,
there's students.
Everything is built off of.
NFL could get in 2 days before, you know, because they're not practicing hard during the week. They're pros. They don't have to go to class. They're not doing homework on the flight. Yeah, it could be completely harder for them.
Just that body clock adjustment, like you said, coming east is a much different. Like, I like flying out west, fly somewhere, and you get there, and it's like, oh, it's only an hour later than when I left, you know?
It's
like,
still daylight.
Yeah.
Then flying for other sports, what about like the football players get NIL and they've got a lot of cool perks and everyone could get NIL, but like, let's be real. The people really getting money in NIL are either really, really good looking female athletes or football players, some basketball players.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine like you're playing volleyball and you've got to make all these travel. We haven't heard any news on what the Olympic sports travel look like for the Big Ten, but man, that's, imagine you're, you know, track, you have meets. You can get several teams together and do something one place.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like, you know, UCLA's women's volleyball team and you've got a game in Rutgers and then the next Tuesday you've got a game in East Lansing, I mean, that's tough.
It'd be a little bit of a grind. I think managing the school part of that would be the tricky part. I think at that age, you're a little bit more malleable, a little more, you know, able to deal with those
that's
kinds
true.
Of things
that's
versus,
true.
You know, it'd probably crush me. But.
Oh, yeah, I'd be in the bed for a month, yeah.
But yeah, I think they can, you know, it's a chance to see places you may not normally see otherwise, especially before. Like if you're on the West Coast already, you're from the West Coast and you're basically traveling up and down the West Coast for games. That's one thing. Not that, you know, coming to the Midwest is some cool thing, but seeing other cities and places you wouldn't probably normally do.
I think
there's some benefit to that too.
Right. And I guess heading west, we haven't thought about this much, but like there won't be any noon kickoffs in California. There won't be, we won't have 9 a.m. games here in the East Coast or Eastern time.
Right.
I guess 3:30 might be the earliest they could do it out there.
I think so.
Yeah, 12:30 local.
Because they just don't get to the games that early out
imagine
there
like there's not going to be 8 p.m. kicks in the Big Ten for home games. So is UCLA or USC going to have night home games? A 10 p.m. kickoff on the Eastern time zone?
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, wonder how they do it. Last thing, Bucks finished third in the Director's Cup. Congrats to the sports teams at Ohio State for that. We had a blast tonight. Bodie's doing our play us off music. As always, take care of each other. Be good to each other. Good night.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.